Hello, Gamecock fans. It's Wednesday, July 1st, 7:07 p.m. Eastern Time. Breaking news here. A big Spur special does not sound right. So we got to find a new name. A TBS special, a special report from the bigspur.com. Anyway, JC Sherbert here along with Matt Anderson. Gamecock's got some good recruiting news today. Much needed. They've been picking up some steam lately with some commits. Probably not many bigger than this one. Five-star corner Joshua Dobson from Huff High School in Cornelius, North Carolina. Used to be at Catawba Ridge. Been being recruited by the Gamecocks since ninth grade. The Gamecocks pull it off. Beat Texas A&M, Michigan, LSU, Tennessee, Auburn, Clemson, you name it. They beat the whole country on a mat. And, it was quite a sales job. You know, we talked about the Gamecocks facing some headwinds with the high school recruiting this time around. And it was a, I can report to you that it was a team effort. Everybody from Jeremiah Donati, who's frankly been on a heater lately, the athletic director, to the guys at Garnet Trust that handle the NIL contracts, to, you know, Shane Beamer, Darren Usher and his staff, Tori and Gray. Just a lot of kudos to give out for getting this one done. But let's talk about the player they're getting. I think there was a need in the secondary this cycle, Matt. I think they've got some nice that, you know, Millington's nice, but you know, back they had some guys like Kennedy Green was his name. And
yeah, Kennedy Green, a couple Mississippi State kids,
committed to Mississippi State. Yeah. And they kind of backed off those guys. And you know, what I was told was they feel like they could get better, and I think this is what they meant with Josh Dobson. And then tomorrow, as long as it holds, Davion Jones, who's Dobson's teammate now, also from Huff, is set to commit, and the Gamecocks are right now the favorite on the Rivals recruiting prediction machine. So your initial thoughts about this pickup and kind of the impact of having some really good news today. Shane Beamer tweeted out just a few minutes ago, July 1st will not only be remembered for the Nike switchover, right, Matt? So your thoughts about that?
Yeah, well, first I'll just say that I was going to mention that. I didn't see Shane tweet it out, but Gamecock fans will always remember July 1st. But anyway, this is a big get, JC, because when you look at what's happened lately on the recruiting trail, we've talked about relationships and how South Carolina is really good in the building relationships. Well, they've probably finished second to enough kids to give the Gamecocks a top five recruiting class in the country as things stand today. The problem was the negative recruiting and just, you know, the facts of a 4-8 season. You know, sometimes there's negative recruiting involved. Sometimes it doesn't matter for a recruit, but with NIL and, you know, looking at championships and what kids want nowadays, it has bit the Gamecocks a couple of times. But I go back to what you initially said with the relationships. This has been a player that the Gamecocks have been after since he was in eighth grade. So, sorry about that. A lot of Gamecock fans are excited calling me right now. But anyway, yeah, it's been a guy that the Gamecocks have been after since eighth grade. This is a South Carolina kid. He would be the number one player in South Carolina had he stayed at Catawba Ridge. I went back and, you know, went through my notes, and I saw him at 7-on-7 last year. Mm-hmm. And 7-on-7, I was just – my jaw dropped at the amount of plays this kid was making. And he literally could blanket one side of the field, force the quarterback to throw to the other side of the field – and recover because he has fluid hips to get over there. I saw some interceptions where, you know, clearly the quarterback looked, you know, to the right or the left, saw Joshua Dobson, said, well, I'm not throwing there. And Dobson still found a way to make a play. So there's freaky athleticism. There's length. There's long arms, 6'1", Torian Gray special. And look, you know, he might be a little light, but he's definitely bulked up since I saw him at 7-on-7 last year. And I'm not worried about a player with those kind of athletic gifts and his size. He's rated a 5-star and the number 6 recruit in the country for a reason. And the Gamecocks picked up, in my opinion, JC, the most, let's see the right words here, but the biggest defensive recruit since Jadeveon Clowney. I'll put it that way.
I would think it would be the highest, probably the highest ranked. Well, Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm thinking top 10
We have to go
draft.
back to Jordan Burch. You know, there's been a
Yeah.
number of 5 stars they've gotten, but just from
But
a,
not this high. Yeah,
yeah.
it's you know, I'm looking at the Rivals industry consensus, and he is 12th. He is the number two corner according to the Rivals industry consensus. Dont'a Wright from Long Beach Poly, who's going to Miami. I think he decommitted from Georgia. Miami, my understanding, is paid through the nose for this guy. I heard a story about that the other day. Yeah, now look, South Carolina, Josh Dobson's NIL deal was significant with the Gamecocks too. But you know, from what you said, and I'll get to the NIL thing in a second, but I think that as far as corner goes, and I was talking to Bill King about this the other day. There's been kind of a shortage. You know, everybody's griping about, and there was an article on Rivals today or on three today from Pete Nakos about how offensive linemen in this class are getting completely overpaid because there's just not that many of them. You know, it's a shortage. A lot of people think there's a shortage in college football on the offensive line. But talking to Bill, you know, there's a kind of has not been a lot of great corners in college football the last few years. So that makes the position value go up. I don't know why that is. You know, when I was doing national recruiting, there were a lot of great corners every year. They all went to Alabama, but you know, but no, it was just one of those things. But you know, because we were talking about how the kid from Tennessee that transferred in from and he got hurt last year was a guy that really, and so. We were talking about this Tennessee kid and how he was the most valuable pickup for the Vols in the portal a couple of years ago, and it was a surprise. And he said, "Well, you know, JC, he's like, well, there's just not that many good corners." I started thinking about it, like, "Yeah, you're right." And Matt, you did some research, and you wrote a piece about on the BigSpur.com about Vakari Swain and sort of with the analytics what he needs to do to get to be a first round pick, and he's not that far off.
No, not at
And
all.
most of the first round picks at corner, you made a mention, and we were talking earlier today, and I said Brandon Cisse's like this. You know, he was pretty good, and when Carolina got him, they were glad to get him. But did I see in 1 year going from, you know, pretty good to a second round pick? No, just to be honest, I didn't see it. You know, and but that kind of tells you that a lot of these corners are slower developing and things like that, and so look, you know, I think that given that, a guy like Dobson, who's like a no-brainer, you know, is valuable in my opinion.
Oh, I 100% agree. There's been 12 cornerbacks that have been selected in the first round of the NFL draft over the last 4 seasons, and last year there were only two. So that tells me a couple different things. It tells me that the NFL might not be valuing it the same way that college is when you talk about NIL evaluations and, you know, what players are getting. But in the same vein, I'll go back to running back recruits. And for a running back, what the heck does a college program care about what a guy does in the NFL? I mean, look at Marcus Lattimore. You know, I feel bad for him, but you know, Steve Spurrier would rush him 40, 45 times a game if he could, if it meant that you were going to get the win. And you know, all of Marcus's injuries were pretty freakish. It wasn't a wear and tear thing, but I think that college sports and college football specifically should start valuing these positions that are at a premium. And corner is a premium. I said on the BigSpur.com today that I firmly believe that Joshua Dobson can be someone that can completely blanket one side of the field and make life difficult. There aren't many of those in college, and even the guys that are, you know, first round draft picks, if you go look at the year prior to their draft year, they weren't always lockdown coverage guys. They might have gotten, you know, according to PFF, a 68 to a 78 grade, but then when they go to that draft year, the ones that get drafted high are the ones that are 82, 85, 90 grade on coverage. And Joshua Dobson has all those characteristics to be able to do just that.
Yeah, you know, you talk about Torian Gray too and his track record of developing. And here's been my standard line about him for a long time. It's he can take your two stars and three stars and make them NFL players, and he can take five stars and make them NFL players. Kendall Fuller was a guy at Virginia Tech. His brothers had played there. Kendall was a little bit more out of good counsel in Maryland, was a little bit more heavily recruited. Like the whole country wanted this guy. And you know, he ended up after, gave some Hokie fans some anxious moments at times, but he ended up committing to Virginia Tech and man, really, got developed there. Third round pick of the Redskins, you know, five-star guy in Kendall Fuller. So I think that the raw tools, as you described them with Dobson, are there. He's a 10, 400 meter guy on the track. And so what you saw at 7-on-7 and what you see on film is like his football instincts and athleticism and speed, using his straight line speed to get there. In other words, you know, the hips and the feet and getting over and
And the length. I mean, just the length
recovering.
to, yes.
6'5" wingspan, right? And all that. So that's what you're seeing there. But in a straight line, like let's say he has an interception and heading his end, nobody's gonna catch this guy. 10-4 is flying on the track. So he's got it all. And his size, you know, he's listed now at 6'1", 185. We don't know
It's
how
fine.
well. Yeah, that's perfect for a corner and all that. And I know the Gamecock staff really wanted him and thought he was a no-brainer. As you mentioned, he was a guy that was at Catawba Ridge, crossed the border. You're going to see this more and more as high schools become, unfortunately, transfer heavy-er. It's not uncommon. Devontae Holloman was at Charlotte's Independence High School and played his senior year at South Point, if we remember. So that whole area, it's kind of the same area, to be honest. But Huff has a, you know, Carolina's been hasn't always been that successful. They've danced the dance with a lot of prospects at Huff, but some Smoke Matthews was the one last year there and didn't get him. So this is big to get a kid out of that school, and they could have another one coming right behind him tomorrow because they have defensive backs every year. This is why Dobson went there. It's a defensive back factory at that school. But you know, so that's not rare, but he is. You can kind of consider him an in-state player. And I'm going to mention this in an article later today. I hope people don't mind me spilling the beans, or later this evening, right after we get off. If you look, you know, kind of the narrative's been, oh my God, Carolina's getting beat in state. And had they lost Dobson, you know, we probably make that case. But I wanted to point this out that, you know, Jaden Bryant, we will ultimately see if Jaden Bryant ends up being, when all is said and done, the number one prospect in the state. Not from a recruiting ranking standpoint this year, but you know, you compare him to some others. Will he truly be the best guy? I've got some questions about him. I think he's elite as a defensive lineman. I think the question is where you're going to line him up. Is he an end? Is he a tackle? If he is a tackle and he slides inside, is he going to embrace that with the money in his pocket at Miami? I'm not saying he won't or will. I'm saying that is a fair question. Or is he going to keep the weight off as a 260-pound end at Miami? You know, those are all fair questions. But when it all started, before people saw Brian at camp and he looked really good, the top two prospects in the state were Josh Dobson, who was a top five prospect nationally, and Sequel Patterson, who was number 18. And of course, Sequel's there at Carolina now, and the Gamecocks got Dobson. So it was a little unorthodox, but really, Carolina kind of signed two of the guys, or they've one on the team right now. They got the two guys that were kind of at the top, you know, when all this started for 2027.
And I'll also add this, JC, in high school recruiting, you know this better than anybody, but momentum matters. And what where was the Gamecocks' momentum heading into this within state or even, you know, right across the border, right? But now that you have a guy that believed the message, a guy that said, look, I know what the South Carolina can develop me. I believe that Shane Beamer will be here next year, and I believe in Torian Gray developing me. That message spreads like wildfire. Like, if you don't think that some group chats are going to start after this, or some Call of Duty video games, or some 2K games, and everybody's on the mic and they're talking, you're sadly mistaken, because all of these kids that have come from South Carolina, and we've mentioned, you know, Dobson's been on the scene since an eighth grader. So is Trey Segura.
Yeah.
So have these other recruits that have maybe gone somewhere else. And If South Carolina can have the type of season that we've talked about that they will need to come back to the table with some of these prospects, Joshua Dobson and what can happen the rest of the week is very big for momentum.
Absolutely. Of course, Davion Jones announces tomorrow. Nate Carson, the offensive lineman from Irmo, on Friday. Jaden Brody, a defensive end from North Carolina, another North Carolina kid out of Raleigh. He's the 14th ranked prospect in that state. He announces Saturday. Carolina's in good shape there. It's pretty interesting when you look at the state of North Carolina rankings. Of course, Dobson's number one. None of them are staying in state, man. You have to go all the way down to 18. King Kalama, an undersized D tackle from Fafftown, North Carolina, Reagan High School, is going to Duke. Other than that, man, top 10, South Carolina, Georgia, Oregon, Notre Dame, Miami. Davion Jones is six, South Carolina. Looks good there. John Archer committed to the Gamecocks, seventh. Ohio State's got the next one, the linebacker Cypher. Indiana's got one, and then Auburn and Nate Komba, Georgia and Antoine McCoy. You know, the North Carolina when Mack Brown was there was closed a bit, and the Gamecocks really struggled. Will Muschamp was good at recruiting Charlotte, and then toward the end, they just didn't have any sizzle in that state. And it's been up and down, to be honest, through the years. Everybody thinks because of that run in the mid-2000s with Wesley Saunders and Chris Culliver and Travian Robertson and Melvin
Melvin
Ingram,
Ingram.
all those guys that Carolina, Spurrier got all these guys out of North Carolina. He really didn't. It was, you know, they get some, but then it became kind of a black hole. I didn't know if Carolina, I mean, Carolina would do better in Virginia, Maryland, D.C. than in North Carolina, but they've worked it and worked it and worked it, and it makes sense. Clayton White's from North Carolina. Travian Robertson's from North Carolina. They got what, four out of there last year, or three, four, and could have gotten a couple of more had there not been some NIL things. And then this cycle, man, as challenging as it has been, if they get Davion Jones tomorrow, Matt, that's three of the top 10 in North Carolina for the University of South Carolina Gamecocks.
And I will also add that you've talked about this for a while, JC. Is it worthwhile in North Carolina? And we've always said, yes, it's worthwhile. You have to shoot your shot and you have to figure it out. And you get maybe your handful or maybe your two or three every single year, but creating a pipeline is important. And look, how do you pronounce the high school? Ho
Huff,
or
huff,
Huff.
not
So Huff
Hope,
High School,
Ho.
guess where they're at? Guess where they are every single year? They're at Shane Beamer 7-on-7 camps.
Yeah.
They're sending guys to the O-line, D-line camp. They have players that are coming in for the individual camp. And all of a sudden, you have two familiar faces that are on the sideline in South Carolina if Davion Jones is able to jump in the fold, like we're somewhat predicting right now. I mean, look, I said on the bigspur.com today that things change in 12 hours. Things change in 24 hours. Announcements nowadays are much more of a, I'm comfortable with two to four schools. This is my deadline. Give me the best package, the best plan, the best idea for me. But if it all comes to fruition, now you have two kids from the same high school that's a power high school that you maybe develop that pipeline into North Carolina in a high school that's pretty much South Carolina. It's not far.
Yeah, it's not. It's right across. Charlotte's always low-hanging fruit. So, and look, in fairness, you know, we just said Dobson's really a South Carolina kid. Now we're talking about it being from North Carolina, but the historical record will show North Carolina. He's really a South Carolina kid, similar to when Xavier Thomas went to Clemson or Izzy McWamu, who spent his senior year in Bossier City, Louisiana. He's really from Berkeley, right? That said, when you're, you know, the perception and they're going to look and see, you know, South Carolina has three of the top 10 from North Carolina committed. And then you look over the last couple of years. So there's, and I wrote it down, Noah Clark, four-star guy, obviously he's made an impact. Kazi Barnes, a corner,
It's going to
has
be good.
probably second team at least this year. Aiden Harris, if the D-line interior wasn't so loaded, he'd probably be in the top six. He's probably top seven, eight now. Andrew Harris at linebacker, his twin brother's doing well. And then you have Dobson, John Archer, who I love, and Davion Jones, if they join this class. I mean, plus Brody at the end.
Yep.
That's eight guys, and Andrew Harris and Jaden Brody are high threes, like 89s. The rest are blue chippers.
And I'll also say this with Andrew Harris specifically, that is a vocal kid who is going to he's going to talk up the Gamecocks, and he's going to be, a recruiter. He was a recruiter last year. He helped keep that class together last year. A lot of people don't know that, but I think that, South Carolina fans needed a win like this, JC. They might get a couple more this week. And if that happens, it'll be a great 4th of July. And then, Gamecock coaching staff will have, what, maybe 16, 17, 18 guys in the boat, and it's full steam ahead on this football season. And then it becomes flip season.
Yeah, flip season. And that's the thing too, because there are several guys, a couple in particular, that I think Carolina will circle back on for this class. In case you're wondering about the team ranking, according to the Rivals Industry, which is the only network now that does the what was known as the composite with team rankings, the Gamecocks are 27th. So they were down in kind of the 30s and 40s up to
39,
27 now.
39 before the commitment of Dobson.
Yeah, so it moved them up 12 spots, and they start getting more guys. I mean, especially like I said, there's two blue chippers on the table, 11th in the SEC. They were ninth last year, but I think, that was the number of players in the class probably drug that down. But things are looking up, folks. Matt, any final thoughts here?
Just stay tuned. Stay tuned to the bigsword.com. You can still join for a dollar. JC.
No.
Really?
Yeah, I think last night was the last night we tweeted that out.
Oh no.
I got
Last
to
night.
get some.
Well, hey, look, you guys had an opportunity.
Yeah, no, there's still a space. You still join for a dollar for it's a shorter trial period. So you get
Yeah.
5, 10 days, I think, for a dollar, and then it starts charging you. But
Well, guess what
whereas
else?
the
JC's gonna have an article coming up in just a few
yeah, you
minutes
should
that
read
you can
that.
check
Yeah.
out.
Yeah, go to thebigspur.com, GamecockCentral.com, own three. Boy, they got everything. And I tell you, following this story, I made my recruiting predictions machine pick last night for Dobbs, or yesterday afternoon for Dobson to Carolina. And then Chad Simmons and Steve Wiltfong were all over our website dropping the knowledge. So you get that great interaction with two of the greatest recruiting reporters in the game that have legit sources and all that good stuff. So. Check all that out. You get all the own three, all the Gamecock Central, all the Big Spur, plus the Insiders Forum where Matt and I hang out every day. So
A
it's
lot
all
of
good.
fun. I love it.
All
First
right.
thing I check every morning.
Oh, yeah. It's outstanding. All right. For the late night Gamecock, Matt Anderson, this is JC Sherbert. This has been a the Big Spur special. We got to find a new name. It's been a special report from thebigspur.com. 5-star Josh Dobson in the fold for the Gamecock. Shane Beamer, I guess if we do count him as an out of state guy. Shane Beamer has probably like five times as many now out of state 5-star commits as any other coach because nobody else has gotten one out of state. So I guess you can count that on his ledger. He, according to some, he probably could use it. So anyway, hats off to everybody involved with the Gamecocks that got this done. This was a heck of a piece of recruiting, and the Gamecocks got a special player. This probably won't be the last time you hear from us or me or any of us this recruiting period. Right here as we head into the holiday weekend, it tends to get busy for some reason. But we will talk to you later, folks. Holla at you soon.